The UK Report.
Let's go to Adam in London. Adam.
Yes, the backlash of the Oxfam sex scandal business. Well, we knew it was going to happen, and it's beginning to bite. So bearing in mind this is, of course, about aid workers, hiring prostitutes, staging sex parties in Haiti and also in Chad and maybe beyond that. And the Hollywood actress Minnie Driver has now resigned as an Oxfam ambassador after 20 years. Another charity, CAFOD, has sacked somebody who used to work for Oxfam. A deputy head of Oxfam has resigned. 1,200 people have cancelled their subscriptions. A dozen big firms are considering their position, in quotes. And the Duke of Edinburgh Awards Scheme may also end a partnership with Oxfam, although they haven't done it yet. So, I mean, Oxfam's done a lot of good in a lot of countries, but clearly you can't have scandals like this without it costing something.
What on earth were they on about? What on earth did they think they were doing? Fair dinkum.
I know.
Yeah, but people, this is what's happening with charities, isn't it? We've got this here recently unearthed with the RSL. Just unbelievable. Now, the Alzheimer's drug, this is good news.
It is. Very positive, because this is about what happens with a lot of Alzheimer's sufferers. And maybe a lot of us aren't aware of this unless we have somebody in the family who has Alzheimer's. But the side effect often is psychosis. People have terrifying hallucinations and paranoia. 45 million people worldwide suffer from that. And the antipsychotic drugs used currently can speed up the deterioration of the brain. So in other words, they might help the psychosis, but they don't help the Alzheimer's. In fact, they make it worse. At Exeter University, they found a drug called pimavanserin, which blocks a very specific brain receptor and appears to halt the hallucinations and therefore no side effects as well. So therefore, with further tests in America, it's that close to getting the green light.
Mm.
Pimavanserin, it could be the answer to a few nightmares.
Absolutely. Just a quick one before you go about Boris Johnson's speech.
Oh, wow. On the coherent side of things, our Foreign Secretary talked about how there's no fear in Brexit and how we should unite for the future. He's an entertaining dude, is Bojo. On the less coherent side of things, he talked about he referenced the Gettysburg Address, the philosopher John Stuart Mill. He spoke at times in Latin and German. He made jokes about the Thai sex trade, dogging, Toblerone chocolate. He compared the Prime Minister, Theresa May, to Moses, and he said Brexit will be good for carrots. Apart from that, it was all perfectly normal.
That's unbelievable. We need more Boris Johnsons, I think, not fewer. Well done, Adam Gilchrist in London.